This is HPR episode 1980 entitled, Fixing an Audio Problem While Having a Rant. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 10 minutes long. The summary is, describing how I solved an audio problem while having a rant about automation limiting or removing C.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and this is my 10th HPR podcast. Not that I'm counting, you understand, but I know it's been a while, but I thought I'd better do one for this year. And of course, on that topic, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for allowing this service to continue. It really is quite unique, and without it, I would never have started into podcasting or creating my own podcasts. It's just too much effort, but this makes it really quite easy. And if each person that listened to HPR produced one podcast a year, I would have more podcasts than we know what to do with. So, anyway, getting on to the show. I was preparing to do an HPR podcast, and I had replaced my PC with a slightly newer PC because I was having problems with the BIOS battery backup was failing on the PC, and it was that old. I thought, well, I can't be bothered fixing it, so I just retired it basically, and I got an old second-hand Office Dell Optiplex 780. It was very cheap. Businesses threw these sort of things away all the time, so you pick up a real bargain. So initially on installing Audacity and trying it out, it seemed to work fine. I just briefly tried it. But today when I tried to record, I couldn't pick up anything on the microphone at all. I tried swapping microphones, and I had to look in the standard Ubuntu settings, and it was saying something about a line input, and I was sort of looked at the back of my computer and realised that it's got one of these dumb multi-purpose sockets. So it's got a green socket, which is for the headphones, and it's got a blue/pink socket for either line in or record. Now, what's happened is the manufacturers have decided they can save a wee bit of money by only having two sockets in the back of it rather than three, and then magically, somehow, I don't know if it's a BIOS or whatever it is, detects what hardware's connected and selects the appropriate thing. Except in this case, it detected my microphone as a line input device. Now, presumably it's measuring some sort of resistance impedance on the device and saying, oh, that's a line input. But completely hopeless. I remember my father-in-law had a PC, and he ran Windows many years ago, and he came across a similar problem. And the machine came with a kind of driver program to go with a sound card, and it was supposed to auto-detect the whatever you plugged into it. and it invariably got it wrong. I had to plug it, unplug it, and eventually got it right, and we just kind of left it. It's a flaming nuisance. So many of these automatic things just don't flaming work right. Don't get me started about things like that on your car. I've got automatic headlights that come on the moment you turn the key, so of course that's putting a load on the battery, so it's difficult to start the thing. And then I've got automatic wipers on the car, which never quite get it right. Sometimes they wipe too much and sometimes they wipe too little. And what else have I got? Oh yeah, of course, you put the heater control onto the window and the air conditioning unit comes on, which is nice. I suppose I demist the window. But then when you turn it off the window, it leaves the damn thing on. So whereupon, if it was manual, I would turn it on occasionally when I chose to do so. I've got to every single time turn the damn thing off. So that's hopeless. And also, if you've got it on window demisting, then if you happen to drive momentarily behind a smelly car that's putting out a lot of fumes, the recycle button doesn't work because it says, oh, you're trying to clear the window. You don't really want to push that button. Well, yes, I flaming do want to push that button. So there you go. Rant over. I hate automatic things. I would rather have control myself. I'm not thick. I know how to do things myself. Please don't choose for me. Right, on with the show. So, how did I get around this problem? Well, I had a wee look on the intertubes and I came across a post. Let me see if I can find it now. It's a Tiger Workshop blog. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And what they suggested was do sudo apt-get install. No, it wasn't. Sorry, it was sudo apt-get install ALSA tools GUI. And as part of the ALSA tools GUI, you get a tool called HDI jack retask. HDI jack retask. Now I'll just HDI jack retask. So when you run that, you get a window opens and you've got various what they call pin configurations, which I think they're talking about the sockets on your sound card. On my particular sound card, I've got a green headphones front side, it says. I've got green line out rear side, an internal speaker, a pink mic front side, and a blue line rear side. So in my particular case, I went to the blue line in rear side option and I ticked the override button. And next to that, I selected microphone. And then I clicked on the apply now button, which is on the right hand side. And I got a momentary error appearing, but on checking the monitors within the Ubuntu setting, I found that my microphone was now responding, so that was great. So that was good, apply now. So also notice below that you've got install boot override, so presumably that's adding something to a configuration file on your system so that when you reboot it, it becomes permanent. There's also a remove boot override, so again that just removes whatever it's added to your configuration file. I didn't do much digging around to see precisely what configuration file it's changing. I probably should have, but I was in a bit of a hurry really, and I was really trying to get this thing working. I noticed when you do it, it said something about it being experimental. So obviously your mileage may vary. There's also an options section which has a radio button for show unconnected pins. I don't know what that is. Set model equals auto. I don't know what that is. And there's also advanced override, and I don't know what that is. What is nice is they've got a button saying read documentation, and when you click it, it actually has documentation. In it, they have headings such as documentation for HDI jack retask. They've got a quick start section, a quick end reset section, a did it work section, they explain what all the things are, and options. So I'll probably leave that for you to read further, because I think if I read that all out, it'd be kind of boring, wouldn't it? So I think really that's probably enough for just now. Almost forgot. If you need to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. Thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.